WTNS Communication Lines gives you 2 hours of local news, weather, sports, and information. WTNS Radio gives you everything you need to know. We are live, we are local, and it all starts with WTNS News.
Maintained within the zone, all roads and driveways within that zone will be maintained. 16 eastbound must continue to detour. That detour will be 16 to State Route 60 to State Route 541 back to 16. Westbound traffic will be traveling in the eastbound lane in the zone while the westbound lane is reconstructed. And once the westbound lane is completed, 16 will open to traffic in both directions sometime in December and remain open through the wintertime. The latest COVID-19 case numbers are out. Ohio's breaking a 10-week trend and COVID-19 cases are going down. The Ohio Department of Health reports more than 14,000 cases in the last 7 days. Last week, we hit more than 20,000 cases. Hospitalizations are also trending downwards. This week, the state reports 523 people were sent to the hospital from the virus, which is down from last week when more than 600 people were sent. The Ohio Department of Job and Family Services has released the most recent data on unemployment claims. According to their reports, over 6,400 Ohioans filed new claims last week. That's nearly 500 more than the previous week, and close to 30,000 Ohioans continued to file for unemployment benefits. In all, almost 35,000 people filed for unemployment in Ohio from September 11th to September 17th. And the Johnson Hummerkaus Museum's next exhibit is Coshocton Art Guild, Then and Now. The Coshocton Art Guild was revitalized in 2017 with only 8 members. Now it has more than 70 members and continues to grow. CAG represents artists of many genres like painters, sculptors, musicians, writers, and poets. The exhibit will feature artists working in 2D and 3D, including paintings, sculptures, jewelry, photography, cut glass, wood burning, and much more. Director Jennifer Bush says the exhibit, sponsored by the Mary Taylor Family Fund of the Coshocton Foundation and the Ohio Arts Council, Then and Now will open October 15th and will run through the end of the year on Tuesdays through Sundays, noon to 4 p.m. at the museum in Roscoe Village. I'm Jeremy Scott, WTNS News.
Atmosphere. Call it morning driving through the silent evening. is 14 minutes after 9, and it's Friday already. Good morning, everyone. It's time for the Communication Lines program, and I am your host, Mike Bechtel. I'll be with you till 11 o'clock this morning, and nothing but open phone lines on this Friday morning, so we can have some fun here for the next just short of 2 hours. So give me a call and let me know what's on your mind today. I had some discussion yesterday about how quickly our technology is advancing, and had some fun conversation with that. But that is kind of a serious topic, because our technology is intertwined in our society and affects the things that we see and do and think. So we can continue that discussion if you would like. We can talk sports. The Cleveland Browns beat the Pittsburgh Steelers last night, and that goes a long way of getting that game the week before, last Sunday, get the taste out of their mouth, the collapse in the last 2 minutes. But, Browns fans, you have to admit, and even the AP story alluded to it, when that ball was bouncing around during the onside kick, some pretty dark sports thoughts went through my head. But they were managed to get it out of bounds. Browns retained possession, were able to hang on to beat the Steelers last night. And don't look now, but the Browns are in first place all by themselves in the AFC North. They're 2-1. And I say all by themselves, they have the advantage of having played one more game than, well, two of the other teams in the AFC North. Baltimore's in second place. They are 1-1. And so if Baltimore wins on Sunday, they will move into a first-place tie with the Browns. But as of right now, as of this morning, Friday, February the 23rd, three games into the season, the Cleveland Browns have sole possession of first place in the AFC North. And as a Browns fan, I'll take it. So the Ravens are in second place. The Steelers fall to 1-2. They are in third. And the Bengals are 0-2. So I was, the Bengals are a good team and they will win some games. But was last year, were they playing a bit over their heads last year, getting to the Super Bowl? I don't know. Maybe so. Give me a call. We can talk some sports if you would like. And the Buckeyes take on the Wisconsin Badgers. We don't need no stinking Badgers at the Horseshoe tomorrow. And I project this is going to be a more competitive game. I think that the Buckeyes will win. They should win. They're heavily favored. Wisconsin is unranked. But I think it's going to be more competitive than many people think that it is. Let's just hope not too competitive. Wisconsin has given the Buckeyes fits in the past, so we can talk about sports if you would like. The Cleveland Guardians continue to win. They have extended their lead over the White Sox in the American League Central to 7 games, so they would almost have to try to lose to not win the pennant. You'd have to lose a bunch of games, and the White Sox would have to suddenly get hot. The magic number, I think, is down to 5 now. The Guardians, should they continue to win, could clinch the division by as early as Sunday in a couple of days if everything goes the way that we want it. So the Guardians, first place in the American League Central. Now, the AL Central is the weakest division in baseball. The Guardians' 83 wins is the lowest number of wins of any first-place team in the 6 divisions in baseball. And there are teams with more wins that are in second and maybe even third place in some of the other divisions. I just want to add that perspective there. But the Guardians overachieving this year. They are doing I had a conversation with a fellow Guardians fan right when the season was beginning. And it's like, oh, we're not holding out a lot of hope for the Guardians this season. They're in transition. Yes, they've got Jose Ramirez back and pretty good pitching staff. But a lot of young guys, a lot of unproven players. Well, they're not unproven anymore. And some of these young guys, Stephen Kwan, Josh Naylor, and Miles Straw out in the field. I'm leaving a few out. Oscar Gonzalez, Ahmed Rosario. These guys are coming through for the Guardians. And the Guardians are... they're good as anybody. Once you get to the playoffs, that's the goal. Get to the playoffs, and then anything can happen. It's a free-for-all. Strategies change in the playoffs, dealing with injuries, getting your best pitchers out on the mounds at strategic times. Oftentimes, you'll see a starting pitcher come in relief. Sometimes, you'll see a starting pitcher go on just 2 days' rest. So we can talk some sports, some baseball, if you would like. If there is something else that you want to bring up, I'd like to hear from you. 740-622-1560, 1567, or 545-9284. And if you just, I mentioned that with our caller yesterday, there is a game that you can play if you have Alexa, or if you have a, or the device Echo Dots or Echo Echo devices, called Would You Rather. And all you got to do is say Alexa and then say Would You Rather, and it'll come right up. And you get 10 free questions a day. You can sign up to get what used to be unlimited, but like so many things, they give you a little taste of it, and they want to charge you for it. But 10 questions a day they will give you, and that is really enough unless you want to waste a lot of time. But some of the questions, they go like this. Some of them are really out there, and then some of them are thought-provoking. Like, would you rather have the ability to see 10 minutes into the future or 150 years into the future? Good question. Posed the question yesterday. One of the questions we had yesterday: could we, if you could, would you travel? If you had to make a choice, would you travel 100 years into the past or 100 years into the future? Interesting. We got different responses. Not everybody said the same thing, but I'm kind of afraid of what might find 100 years from now. What 100 or 150 years in the future is going to look like? So you can make up your own parameters. Just poses a question, and if you need more details, I guess you can make up your own. For example, if you travel 100 years in the future, can you turn around and come right back if you don't like what you see or in the past? So would you rather have the ability to see 10 minutes into the future or 150 years into the future? And first thought that comes to mind, I am going to say 10 minutes into the future and then head to the horse track. So give me a call and let me know what you think about that. You either have the ability to see 10 minutes into the future or 150 years into the future. Some of the questions, question does tempt you to think about, well, how could you monetize it? And which is something that, I think about a lot, need to. Phone lines are open, 740-622-1560, 1567, or 545-9284. And how about this one? I got a whole long list of them here, but one more teaser here before we go to a commercial. Would you rather find true love today or win the lottery next year? End of question. So I would need to know more. What are we defining as true love? And how much exactly is this lottery jackpot? Those two details would be necessary for me to come up with a concrete answer to that question. So what about you? Would you rather find true love today or win the lottery next year? Would you have the rather have the ability to see 10 minutes into the future or 150 years into the future. And I don't know if that means all the time or just once. If you go to the horse track and see who's going to win, can you keep doing that over and over, or you just get one shot at it? Or just one glimpse of 150 years in the future? I don't know. Phone lines are open. It is Friday. That's why I'm talking like this. So give me a call. We can chat about whatever is on your mind. If you want to talk about the weather, and if you didn't realize that yesterday was the first day of fall, you step outside this morning and the point is driven home. It is still very cool out. It is 46 degrees in Coshocton, and we are into jacket weather. Now, when the weather's in the mid-50s in the morning, I don't need a jacket for that. But when it gets into the 40s, yeah, it's time for a light jacket. So your thoughts on the weather, your thoughts on the Guardians or the Buckeyes or anything else between now and 11 o'clock. We'll be back right after these words.
You can save during Wilson Carpet and Furniture's Overstock Lazy Boy sale going on now. Take 10% off of sale price on motion sofas and love seats, rocker recliners, and wallaway recliners. Some exclusions apply, and this offer does not include special orders. Shop now while the selection is good and take 10% off of your new Lazy Boy sofa or recliner during our Overstock sale. Wilson Carpet and Furniture, 230 Main Street, Coshocton.
This National Farm Safety Week message is brought to you by the Jacobs Vanneman Insurance Agency.
Country roads can be beautiful during the fall, but always be on the lookout for farm vehicles. Farmers must transport grain and other harvest equipment to and from fields. Sometimes it's slow going, which can be frustrating to both farmers and motorists who share the roads. The National Safety Council would like to remind you to use understanding when you come upon farm vehicles. Slow down, be ready to react, and wait until it is safe to pass.
Hi, Bob here from Plus One Pizza asking, when was the last time you had a really great pizza? Our new pizza is better than ever. Order one tonight online or call 622-9300. At Plus One Pizza, you'll love it, we guarantee it, or your money back. It's that good.
Craig Abner here with the Jeff Drennan's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on Otsego Avenue. Before you know it, the leaves will be changing colors and the cold weather will be bringing on the snow. Brrr! Now is a perfect time to get a four-wheel drive for the upcoming season. Our lot is packed with over 60 pre-owned vehicles, and 40 of them are four-wheel drives. These vehicles have all been maintenance checked, detailed, and ready to go anywhere your next adventure may take you. We have 37 one-owner vehicles for you to choose from, as well as a great selection of new vehicles arriving daily. We currently have 0% financing on most Rams in stock for up to 72 months. Don't get left out in the cold. Stop in and see for yourself just how easy it is to get a great deal on your next vehicle right here at Jeff Drennan's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, or look us up on the web at ChryslerJeepDodgeofCoshocton.com.
McWayne Ductal is proud to say they've been part of the Coshocton community since 1910. They have positions available for production entry levels starting at $25.16 up to $32 per hour, mechanics starting at $35 up to $40.32 per hour, electricians starting at $38.23 up to $44.50 per hour, and maintenance multicraft starting at $39.27 up to $44.50 per hour. Please apply online at McWayne.com. McWayne is an equal opportunity employer.
In Coshocton is a very special senior community, Covington Square. At Covington Square, the low monthly rent includes all utilities and maintenance, and for added security, a 24-hour emergency alert system is provided. Even better, there's no long-term commitment required. Located on Browns Lane, adjacent to Bueller's, stop in to visit this unique community for carefree seniors. Call the Covington Square Rental Office at 623-4603 or visit us online at covingtonsquareapartments.com for more information.
This ION weather forecast is brought to you by Sprint Print. Come visit Sprint Print for all your printing needs, including copies, business cards, all types of business printing, and advertising specialties. Sprint Print is still located at 520 Main Street, Coshocton, right behind Stewart Interiors. At Sprint Print, we hop to it.
Mostly sunny skies today with high temperatures in the mid-60s for tonight. Mostly cloudy, lows in the mid-40s, and tomorrow partly cloudy in the morning, then becoming partly sunny, highs in the mid-60s. 60s. Currently it is 47 degrees in Coshocton. We have open phone lines up until 11 o'clock this morning, looking for that first phone call of the day. We can talk some football. We can talk some baseball. We can talk about, would you rather be able to see 10 minutes into the future or 150 years into the future? I think I'm going for the 10 minutes. What about you? And would you rather find, let me find that question once again. I won't trot out too many of these here. Would you rather find true love today or win the lottery next year? A lot of philosophical questions that you can get into behind that, or any of these questions, really. So give me a call if you want to tackle any of that stuff or anything else between now and 11. Let's take our first phone call of the morning. Hello, you're on the air.
Good morning, Mike.
Good morning. Did I stumble on something that piqued your interest?
Mike, you make my mornings. So I can think of a recent incident when you would be scared to death to see 10 minutes into the future. That would be the onside kick last night.
Well, that turned out all right.
I know, but at the time, you would not want to see the future.
Well, it was, I had visions of the Jets game flash before me for that one moment.
That's true. Mm-hmm. Mike, it's interesting to see how well Terry Francona is thought of throughout the media and through other fans. Your boy, Michael Wilbon, I believe it was this week, he said, if Terry Francona was the manager of the White Sox, the White Sox would be 20 games ahead of everybody right now.
And I think Wilbon is a Chicago guy, isn't he?
I believe he is.
But still, that is high praise of Terry Francona. And you're right, and you know, and I'm right on that bandwagon. I think he is a fantastic manager. He has a great personality. He knows his football or his baseball strategies. And I'll say it again. I think the most important thing is very seldom does any drama come out of that clubhouse, and they just look like they enjoy playing. They enjoy winning. They enjoy playing baseball. They enjoy playing for him. His team has high praise for him. The media has high praise for him. When Terry Francona is, I always enjoy how he deals with the press. He is usually friendly. I mean, there's going to be days when anybody is irritated after a loss or whatever. Answers the questions, gives good direct answers to the questions. And I think as far as managing or coaching a professional team, he is a poster child of what you should be.
Did you happen to see anything about Eli Manning trying out with Penn State just recently?
No. What can you tell me about it?
Okay. A friend was just showing me this last night on his phone. Apparently Manning, I don't know if Manning and James Franklin have a relationship or somehow they come up with this goofy idea. I don't know, Mike, this was before the season started.
Okay, I have found some references to it here, and I'll pick a story in a minute, but go on.
Okay. So, Manning is 41. He put on some terrific, they had some terrific makeup on him, but he shows up at Penn State and at the practice with the quarterbacks. He had the slowest 40-second time of all the kids. You know, he had the slowest 40-second time, or I'm sorry, 40-yard dash. And but once he started flipping the ball around, and once he realized the college receivers weren't quite as fast as the professional receivers, he was hitting them really, really good. And at the end of practice, well, no one else on the team knew this. None of the other coaches, Mike, just James Franklin and Eli. So at the end of the practice, the defensive coach was saying, that guy's pretty good. We like him. And so Franklin had a session with the team, or maybe with just the quarterbacks after the game. He says, I have some bad news. I find out one of you here is ineligible. And you're 41 years old, and you're a Manning. I don't want a Manning on my team. Anyway, that's all I got out of
it. So were the youngsters, the kids, young guys fooled?
Oh, everyone was.
Okay.
Even the coaches were saying, uh-huh, I like this guy. He's really good. Okay, I'll let you look into the story. That
Mike, I've got the Sports Illustrated story here, and Eli Manning and that Manning family, a bit of they've got a jokester streak among them, Eli and Peyton and Archie as well. It's a Sports Illustrated article dated September the 20th, 3 days ago. Eli Manning went undercover in August at Penn State football's tryouts for his latest episode of Eli's Places on ESPN Plus. But James Franklin was hesitant at first. The Nittany Lions head coach was worried Manning's stunt would interfere with the team's training camp, but ultimately he was just needed for 10 minutes. Really? They were able to do 99% of it kind of without messing up our normal routine, he said. I think I had to give them 10 minutes of my time, which took time away from either lunch or my walk, which was good. So once I was comfortable with the fact that we were going to be able to do that and it not impact our normal routine or become a distraction, then we were all about it. Manning disguised himself as Chad Powers. Chad Powers, that was the name that he chose. A freshman who was homeschooled and never played organized football. ESPN only released a few minutes of the episode as a promo, but it already went viral on social media, so you can find clips of it online. Franklin loved the way it came out and believes it was a way to promote Penn State football. I hope people watch because it was cool and funny, Franklin said. The full episode airs Wednesday on ESPN Plus. Well, that would have been 2 days ago, where we will finally find out the true saga of Chad Powers. So, kind of cool. Phone lines are open, 740-622-1560. Eli Manning and Peyton Manning. Peyton has made a fortune not only playing football, but in celebrity endorsements and commercials as well. He hosted Saturday Night Live once, and he has a sense of humor. He has a funny streak, and so does Eli. We can talk about that if you would like. Now, last night's football game was on Amazon Prime Video, and I don't have a lot of subscriptions that I have to pay for, but I do have Amazon Prime Video. It comes with your Amazon Prime subscription, which I've had for several years now. I, like many, signed up at Christmas time for a 1 month trial at no charge, and then I forgot to cancel, like so many of us did, and came to like the free shipping and all that comes with it. There's music. There is the Prime Video. There are movies, and it's more than just the shopping. So I've kept it. They've raised the price. So I heard that it was going to be on Amazon Prime. Now, I went to the play over the theater last night, which, by the way, was wonderful, To Kill a Mockingbird. So I got to see, didn't get to join the game until the second half. I think the Steelers were up 14-13, maybe. But I did watch on Amazon Prime, and I thought, well, they're gonna black it out because we're in a Cleveland market here, because the first game of the season against Carolina, I tried to sign up for, I don't even remember which one right now, but I tried to sign up for one of the streaming services that was carrying the game, and it was blocked out for our area because we were in the market. And the network, they were showing the Bengals game, so didn't get to watch it. I watched the Guardians instead. So my plan was to get the 7-day free trial for whatever streaming service this was, watch the game, and then cancel after the game. But I ended up canceling after 5 minutes when I realized I wasn't going to get to see the game. And where am I going with this? Amazon Prime, I did watch it on Amazon Prime, although streaming the picture looks a little bit different. Doesn't. I can't quite put my finger on it. Maybe the action is a little bit not quite as smooth. Maybe with the streaming, I don't know if bandwidth is what I'm looking for, but the resolution just not quite up to par as to watching it on cable, in my opinion. So your thoughts on any of that? Your thoughts on anything else? If you have thoughts on Eli Manning or sports, or the Buckeyes, or the weather, or would you rather be able to look 10 minutes into the future or 150 years in the future? 10 minutes into the future, well, if you did that all the time, then you'd be able to see your own death, which is kind of a morbid way of looking at it, but you would, and you would be able to see ahead and see maybe some surprise, joyous things that are about to happen, maybe taking the surprise out of it. You would be able to see those lottery numbers being drawn 10 minutes before it happens, or see who wins the horse race. So implications there, being able to monetize it. 150 years, being able to see 150 years into the future, not quite as practical, but things are going to be different in 150 years. I think that goes without saying. So your thoughts, the phone lines are open. I'd like to hear from you between now and 11 o'clock. We'll be back in just a moment.
Papa John's Pizza is now hiring drivers. Whether you're looking for part-time or full-time, they have positions available. Apply at harry.com. That's H-A-R-R-I.com. Papa John's Pizza is an equal opportunity employer.
This National Farm Safety Week message is brought to you by Frontier Power.
Use the right tool for the job. Hello, everyone. I'm Cindy Young with Brownfield with this Farm Safety and Health Week message. Tools are an important part of life on the farm. A good set of hand tools is indispensable when working on farm equipment, whether in the field or in the shop. Tools also contribute to many accidents on the farm. The National Education Center for Agricultural Safety reminds us that tool handles should be tight and without defects. Make sure power tools are properly grounded or are double insulated. Switch off and unplug power tools before changing blades or servicing and repairing. Keep all guards and shields in place. Unplug and put tools away after use, and be sure to keep them away from young children. Tools are an important part of life on the farm. Be sure to use them correctly so you can enjoy a long and injury-free life. I'm Cindy Young with Brownfield.
Tim Ryan's voted for the Biden-Pelosi tax and spend agenda 100% of the time. That hurts hardworking Ohio families struggling with sky-high prices. Here's Bruce, a single dad in Maslin.
We're already strapped. But taxing Tim Ryan? He's putting the burden of payment for all his reckless Washington spending on hardworking middle-class families like mine, with $20 billion in higher taxes. Ryan also voted to hire 87,000 new IRS employees, not just to go after the rich, but to try to squeeze the little guy even more. My family just can't afford taxing Tim Ryan.
Higher taxes on hardworking families, and the IRS coming after us for more? Taxing Tim Ryan just doesn't deserve our vote. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
What do Prince, Joan Collins, Elvis, Lana Turner, and Elvira, Mistress of the Dark, all have in common?
That's easy. They're all featured celebrities in our estate event at Dean's Jewelry.
September 27th in Coshocton and the 28th in Mount Vernon. Shop previously owned celebrity jewelry from Charlotte Ray, Sammy Davis Jr., Buster Keaton, Zsa Zsa Gabor, and more.
Take home your own piece of celebrity history during Dean's Estate Event. September 27th in Coshocton and the 28th in Mount Vernon.
Bex recognizes this week's player with heart, Maura K. Joyacy, for her commitment and passion on the field and within the farming community.
It's a really busy schedule because this is my last year, my senior year, and my main focus is cross-country and track because I'm trying to make it a state.
Joyacy plays two sports in the fall, soccer and cross-country, and she's also president of the FFA.
We go to this place called La Terza, and we roast and brew coffee there, and it's coffee from all over the world. So I mostly like to go there to brew coffee from my country.
Agriculture is something she grew up with in her native Rwanda.
Agriculture is a big part of my childhood. I grew up surrounded by small farms that were started by my family. So agriculture, like when I'm involved in agriculture at school, it's like a replay of my childhood.
At Bex, we are and will remain farmers at heart.
Call the Jeff Drennan Ford Sports Service at 623-9867. September is Hero Appreciation Month. All first responders will get additional $500 off their next vehicle. Doctors, nurses, EMTs, firefighters, deputies, active military, and veterans. Ask for me, Tiffany Johnson.
This island weather forecast is brought to you by H&H Auto Body. If you're involved in a collision, don't trust just anyone. Come see us at H&H Auto Body, Otsego Avenue. For 45 years, H&H Auto Body has been providing the very best in collision repair.
Mostly sunny today with highs in the mid-60s. For tonight, mostly cloudy, lows in the mid-40s, and tomorrow partly cloudy in the morning, then becoming partly sunny, highs in the mid-60s. Currently in Coshocton, it is 47 degrees, so we have open phone lines up until 11 o'clock this morning. And we can talk some football, OSU football tomorrow. The Buckeyes taking on Wisconsin. Wisconsin does have one loss, 17-14. They lost to Washington State. But in their other two wins, when the Buckeyes were playing the, I'll call them secondary teams, Wisconsin clobbered them as well. So the Badgers can put some points on the board. And they have a highly touted defense as well. So the Buckeyes offense versus Wisconsin's defense, unstoppable force versus a movable object. I'm going to say 38-28 Buckeyes, with the hope that the Buckeyes win by more than that. Well, just with the hope that the Buckeyes win. It's has happened in the past when the Buckeyes are cruising right along. We think they've got a national championship caliber team, and then they get surprised by somebody. But Wisconsin, the Buckeyes will be ready for them. And it should be a good game in the horseshoe tomorrow evening. Great evening for football. Going to be a little bit crisp with temperatures in the 60s tomorrow and cooling off down into the 50s by the time the game wraps up late in the evening. So we can talk about OSU football if you'd like, or the Browns. We can celebrate the Browns' win over the Steelers yesterday. And the Steelers, Mitch Trubisky has been serviceable, but the Steelers just not looking that good. Ben Roethlisberger isn't back. It's the first year without Roethlisberger. And they don't look like the Steelers team that we're used to seeing. I think if I remember the statistic correctly, Mike Tomlin, only one of four coaches who either had 15 consecutive winning seasons or their first long string of games without a losing season. So I got nothing but good things to say about the Steelers organization. The only problem is, they're the Steelers. So you have to hate the Steelers if you're a Browns fan, and vice versa, I guess. Phone lines are open, so always nice regardless of the circumstances, for the Browns to get a win over the Steelers. So that has been happening with more frequency than it did for, what, a couple of decades before last two or three years. So give me a call. We can talk some football if you like. And high school football tonight, it's New Lexington at Coshocton. Let's get this week's edition of Talking Football.
Talking Football on WTNS with Steve Corries and Casey Claxon.
Welcome to Talking Football here on WTNS, brought to you by Coshocton Regional Medical Center, your local healthcare team supporting local athletics. Coshocton Regional Medical Center is proud to provide certified athletic trainers to Coshocton, Riverview, and Newcomerstown athletics year-round to keep your student athletes in the game. Coshocton Regional Medical Center, where care matters most. I'm Casey Claxon, back again with Steve Corries. And Coos, on Friday night, we saw the Ridgewood Generals get their fourth win of the year as they had a big IVC crossover game.
Yeah, first IVC game, and it was a bounce-back game. They lost the previous week at West Branch, came down, took care of business, a little bit of a sluggish start, but really got things kicked into gear late in the first half and into the second, and got away with an easy win.
Now, they've got another game at home coming up on this Friday against the Trojans.
Yeah, you know, that's another game that it should really just go their way. It's a home game. I don't expect them to have any problems as they continue to build.
The Riverview Black Bears also posted a win. They are 3-2 at the midway point of the season, but they've got a tall task in order this Friday night.
Yeah, they're heading down to Sheridan, but first let's just kind of recap a little bit about their third win in a row against Meadowbrook. Meadowbrook scored some points, but, you know, Riverview has that dynamic offense. They can get the ball to the outside, pound it inside with Mobley, and, you know, they're looking forward to heading down to Sheridan.
And our feature game coming up on Friday night has the Coshocton Redskins back here at Stewart Field. Skins still looking for win number one.
Yeah, they've struggled a little bit, and it's been made mostly out of the offense, which generally is not a problem here. A lot of penalties, that sort of thing, you know, but they're looking forward. It's homecoming. That always gets the juices flowing a little bit, and I know they're looking forward to playing here on Friday night.
And as they match up with New Lex, that is a game that over the past number of years has always produced a lot of points.
It really has. Both teams have been able to score, and you know, I'm sure everybody's looking forward to a big night come Friday.
So join us on Friday night for our pregame show starting at 6:30. Kickoff and play-by-play with Coos and Chris Wallace. That'll be at 7 o'clock. We'll have the game on FM 99.3 WTNS. And we will live stream the game on the WTNS website and YouTube. That address is mywtnsradio.com. This is Talkin' Football, brought to you by Coshocton Regional Medical Center, your local healthcare team supporting local athletics. Coshocton Regional Medical Center, where care matters most.
Talking Football is a production of WTNS Sports and Claxon Communications.
Hi, Bob here from Plus One Pizza asking, when was the last time you had a really great pizza? Our new pizza is better than ever. Order one tonight online or call 622-9300. At Plus One Pizza, you'll love it, we guarantee it, or your money back. It's that good.
Are your creditors threatening you? Are your wages being garnished? Do you fear you may lose your home? Call the local bankruptcy attorney at Drown Law Offices of Coshocton to stop the harassment. When you file a Chapter 7 bankruptcy, your debts are eliminated, and in most cases, you can keep your home, car, personal possessions, and retirement. With proper guidance, good credit can be reestablished in only a few years. Call today for a free, no-obligation packet at 740-291-8080.
Coshocton Regional Medical Center is now hiring. Walk in during our open interviews every Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., and apply on-site. Open interviews are located at the Human Resources Office at 1501 Orange Street in Coshocton. Openings include clinical and non-clinical positions with sign-on bonuses up to $15,000 for select positions. Check out our openings at CoshoctonHospital.org. Join the local healthcare team that places patient care first. Coshocton Regional Medical Center, where care matters most.
Get the local weather forecast by calling the Jeff Drennan Ford Weather Service 24 hours a day at 622-0194. We are looking to add to our detail department. 40-hour plus work week, competitive pay, and benefits. Stop down today and fill out an application. 801 South 2nd Street in Coshocton.
Welcome back to Ohio's newest game show, Beat the Stigma. Final question. Drug addiction is often the result of what? A, genetics. B, mental illness. C, traumatic experiences, or D, all of the above? Beth.
E, none of the above.
There's no E.
Ooh, changing my answer to because they don't know right from wrong.
That's a stigma, and that's what we're trying to beat. I'm sorry, you did not beat the stigma.
Ohio, challenge what you know about addiction at beatthestigma.org.
Need to visit the Ohio BMV? Go online first. It could save you a trip. It's now easier and more convenient than ever to get what you need from the BMV online. Need to renew your driver's license? Renew online. And if you need to renew your vehicle registration, visit one of our new BMV Express kiosks or go online. If you do need to visit a BMV agency, use the Get In Line online tool, also found on the website, to save your spot and minimize your time waiting. For more services available online, check out bmv.ohio.gov.
For winning Ohio lottery numbers 24 hours a day, call the Be Dry Lottery Line at 622-CALL. That's 622-2255. Let Be Dry transform your damp basement into useful living space.
Stroud gets the snap. Hands to Henderson, running on a left angle to the 50. He'll hit the Purdue 40. Down the left side of the 30, Henderson to the 20, to the 10. And into the end zone goes Henderson with a touchdown run of over 50 yards.
This is the voice of the Buckeyes, Paul Keels. Conference play gets underway as Ohio State hosts the Wisconsin Badgers. We'll be on the air with the AEP Energy Buckeye pregame show beginning at 6 p.m. here on the Ohio State Sports Network from Learfield.
A new special collection of activity kits for senior adults is now available at the Coshocton Public Library. Each kit includes activities and resources intended to support brain function, memory recall, and fine motor skills, along with supportive literature for caretakers. The kits may be checked out at the main library location in Coshocton. For more information, please call 740-622-0956 or email adultprograms@coshoctonlibrary.org.
The Coshocton Public Library System. Explore a world of possibilities.
Everyone knows someone with arthritis. About 54 million adults in the United States have it. The majority are between the ages of 18 and 64. Arthritis is a leading cause of disability and causes pain, aching, stiffness, and swelling of the joints. Many people with arthritis have diabetes, heart disease, or obesity. Arthritis can make it harder to manage these conditions. It is not a normal part of aging. Physical activity like walking, swimming, or biking may not seem like the logical choice when you have arthritis pain. However, being physically active can decrease pain and improve physical function by about 40%. Still, 1 in 3 adults with arthritis are inactive. People with arthritis can also reduce their symptoms by participating in educational programs to learn how to better manage their condition and deal with pain, fatigue, anxiety, and depression. To learn more, visit cdc.gov/vital signs.
It is 9:57, and we can talk some sports. We can talk about whatever is on your mind. We can talk about, would you rather... Would you rather find true love today or win the lottery next year? I'm going with the lottery on that one, assuming it's a big one, one of the ones that make news, you know, triple digits, 500 million. So, yep, I'm going for the lottery. What about you? Would you rather find true love today than have $500 million in a year? What is true love exactly? Give me a call. We can talk about any of those things. It is Friday, after all. We can talk about sports. Some of these are rather gruesome. I got a whole long list of these would-you-rather questions. So here's one that's easy for me. Would you rather have a personal maid or a personal chef? I don't even have to think about that one. I am going for the maid. And if it's a French maid, all the better. But I have a hard time keeping up with housework. I hate housework. It's a struggle to keep up, with one exception. I love to cook. So I can do all my cooking myself. Not a problem. I do that. Enjoy doing it. But somebody to sweep the floors and keep the dust away and clean the cat box and do the laundry, that's my choice. What about you? Phone lines are open to talk about that if you would like. If there is something different that you want to bring up, it is Friday after all. So if you have a Friday type of a topic. If you want to talk about movies or music, Avatar, the original Avatar, back in theaters. And also, I'm on a Star Trek group on Facebook. I know that won't come as a surprise to anybody, but I understand that Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan, is back in the theaters. And that movie's, what, about, how old would that movie be now? 35 years old. And there have been a lot of Star Trek movies, but generally, that one is considered the best. That's the one where Spock dies at the end. It's an old movie, so if that spoils it for you by now, then I'm sorry. Spock comes back in the next movie anyway. So Star Trek II, and there's been a lot of movies, Star Trek movies. Started off with a humble beginnings, just three seasons, 79 episodes, and then Star Trek became even more popular in reruns. The Star Trek The Motion Picture came out in 1979, and with lukewarm reviews, good-looking movie, but not as popular as Star Trek II. And then there's been a whole bunch of Star Trek movies come out since then, and Star Trek The Next Generation and Star Trek series, and even a Star Trek reboot, which I thought that they did a pretty good job with. Now, the next Star Trek movie, if I remember correctly, I believe is supposed to come out in about a year. So I'm ready for it. How about you? Anything I mentioned pique your interest? If not, give me a call. Let me know what you do want to talk about. This is WTNS-FM, Coshocton, Ohio. It's a minute after 10. Let's take another phone call now. Hello, you're on the air. Whoops, wait. Just hang on just a second here. Got to push a couple of buttons. There we go. You're on the air.
Hey, good morning, Mike. How
morning.
You doing?
Good.
Hey, I got a music question here for you. Have you ever heard of the song Doctor's Orders by Carol Douglas? What can you tell me about it?
I don't know that one. Doctor's Orders by Carol Douglas?
Yeah, it goes out sort of like, I went to see the doctor today, or something. That's how it starts out with. And I think it came out in, late 70s maybe. That's when I think I first heard it.
By Carol Douglas?
Yeah, Carol Douglas.
Not Carl Douglas?
I didn't think it was Carl Douglas.
Okay. All right.
You might be. I mean, I don't know.
Well, is it a? Is it a?
It's a woman singer.
A woman singer. Okay. Yeah, I've never heard of that one. Doctor's Orders. I'll have to.
Yeah.
Have to check that out.
Pretty good little song. It's a little bit like the Lord, Sister Janet Mead that sings the Lord's Prayer.
Uh huh.
Pretty good hit. I thought that was a pretty good song. You know, the way she came out with that too.
Yep. Sister Janet Mead, Lord's Prayer made the top 40.
Yeah, that was a good song. Mm-hmm. All right, see what you can come up with that Doctor's Orders, Carol Douglas.
Okay, I will see if we have it in our system and go from there. Carol Douglas, Doctor's Orders, and 9 times out of 10 when that caller mentions a song, and oftentimes he has some obscure ones, I've at least heard of it, but not this one. So have you? Give me a call. The phone lines are open. We'll be back right after this.
145 over 92.
180 over 111.
182 over 100.
And I had a heart attack and a cardiac arrest. And then a stroke.
Your blood pressure numbers could change your life.
A lot of people don't understand, including myself, I didn't, now I do, the impact of having a stroke.
My memory is shot.
When I woke up, I couldn't speak.
Lowering your high blood pressure could save you from a heart attack or stroke. If you've stopped your treatment plan, restart it, or talk to your doctor about creating one that works better for you, start taking the right steps at manageyourbp.org.
It's a new life, but I'm going to make it better. I'll come back. Ask your doctor, check your blood pressure.
Brought to you by the American Heart Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
For winning Ohio lottery numbers 24 hours a day, call the Be Dry Lottery line at 622-CALL. That's 622-2255. Let Be Dry transform your damp basement into useful living space.
This National Farm Safety Week message is brought to you by the Garden Patch Garden Center.
During National Farm Safety and Health Week, you can help even if you aren't a farmer. Watch in rural areas for the bright red and orange slow-moving vehicle signs. Keep a generous assured clear distance behind tractors and combines. If passing farm machinery, make sure the equipment driver sees you before entering the passing lane. Share the road. You don't want anyone to become a statistic.
Tickling a memory deep within the recesses of my brain, but don't remember hearing it on the radio a lot. Doctor's Orders, and yeah, her name is Carol Douglas, not to be confused with Carl Douglas of Kung Fu Fighting fame. So I'll have to look up the song, see if it's on Wikipedia, see what else we can learn about it. It's got a disco beat to it. And just judging purely by the sound, I am going to guess 77, 78, right around there. So I that caller has come up with some pretty obscure stuff in the past. Carol Douglas, Doctor's Orders. I can envision that playing at Studio 54 with all the blinky colored lights. It is 8 minutes after 10. We have open phone lines up until 11 o'clock. And we haven't had many calls this morning. This is what Fridays are all about. If you do want to talk about movies or music, whether it's Star Trek movies or science fiction movies in general, I am a big fan of science fiction, especially Star Trek, but all science fiction. Really, and we talked yesterday about time travel movies, which I love. There's so many different ways to explore time travel movies. If you're a movie nitpicker, and you watch a time travel movie, if you're one of those people that nitpicks and say, well, that just doesn't make sense, time travel is really a concept that, well, we can't do it. We haven't been able to really wrap ourselves around. And theoretically, what would happen if you travel back in time? Had a caller yesterday that said, try as much as you want. You are going to change the past. Even if you don't come in contact with people, and it will change the future. The butterfly effect with Ashton Kutcher addresses that. And I'm a fan of that movie. I've seen it a couple of times. And it has some, again, if you just accept what's going on in the movie and think about the things that it makes you think about, that's what science fiction is all about. But even if you go back in time and you're off somewhere all by yourself, don't come in contact with anybody, you're going to be there where you wouldn't have been otherwise. And maybe you step on an ant. Maybe you you'll be putting more carbon dioxide into the air. So we can talk about that if you like time travel movies. There are some pretty good ones, and arguably none more popular than Back to the Future, in the Back to the Future series, which it really was a terrific movie. It was a comedy and an adventure and a fantasy and a time travel movie, science fiction, all that stuff, all in one. And it had a good message in it as well. So we can talk about that. So the decisions we make today can affect the rest of our lives and our kids' lives. So give me a call. We can chat about any of those things if you would like. We can talk about the weather. How'd you feel when you stepped outside this morning? We've had some cool mornings. When it's dipped down into the maybe lower 60s, upper 50s, but nothing quite like this. This is the first really cool morning that we have had with temperatures in the 40s. We got the lowest, I think, that mercury got to this morning was about 42. So just 10 degrees above freezing. I did not wear a jacket this morning simply because I walked out the door without one, didn't want to turn around, but you can use a jacket. It's getting jacket weather. This is the time of the year. We got the shoulder time of the year now, and then in the spring as well, you take a jacket to work with you or to school, and then you forget to bring it home because it warms up. It's into the 60s or 70s by the time we go home. So the phone lines are open to talk about the weather, to talk about football, to talk about Carol Douglas and Doctor's Orders, or Carl Douglas and Kung Fu Fighting. Carl Douglas is a prime example and the purest definition of Kung Fu Fighting. That was a song that I believe it went to number one. Pretty sure it was the number one song, but Carl Douglas never hit the top 40 again. Zager and Evans in the year 2525. That's another example. There are some others that are called one-hit wonders, like My Sharona by The Knack. But The Knack actually did have two or three other hits that most people can't name. As far as pure one-hit wonders, hitting number one and never being heard from again, Zager and Evans, Carl Douglas. A couple of examples. Let's see. There's Play That Funky Music by an Ohio band called Wild Cherry. That song didn't hit number one, but it made the top 10, and they never had another hit either. So the phone lines are open, and I'm just yakety-yakking all to myself. I'd rather be talking to you. It is Friday. We do try to keep it light and have some fun on Friday, just like we've done so far, but we don't have to. So let me know what's on your mind. We'll be back right after these words.
For winning Ohio lottery numbers 24 hours a day, call the B-Dry Lottery Line at 622-CALL. That's 622-2255. Let B-Dry transform your damp basement into useful living space.
Every volunteer firefighter is driven by a different inspiration. For some, it's the passion for serving their community. Others want to set an example for their kids. Or it could just be the sense of family that comes from working with neighbors. What fuels your fire? You don't need prior experience to join. Find out more information by calling 740-502-3809 or stop by the Jackson Township Fire Department, 887 State Route 541 West, just outside of Coshocton. Paid training may be available for those who qualify.
This National Farm Safety Week message is brought to you by McWayne Ductile.
The National Safety Council reminds farm families that just because your child is interested in farm work does not mean that they should be allowed to participate in farm tasks. It is important for your child to have both the physical and cognitive skills necessary to safely complete a farm task. That tasks are age and developmentally appropriate. Children should always receive training before they're allowed to do a task. Even with training, adult supervision should be present at all times.
Call the Jeffton and Ford Sports Service at 623-9867. September is Hero Appreciation Month. All first responders will get an additional $500 off their next vehicle. Doctors, nurses, EMTs, firefighters, and deputies are all included. Only at Jeffton and Ford. As for me, Jamie Rice.
This look at the weather is brought to you by Carol Goff and Associates Real Estate. When you consider a real estate transaction, buying or selling, you deserve personal and professional service. Don't risk your largest asset to just anyone. At Carol Goff and Associates, they are big enough to serve you, but small enough to care. Stop by their office at 404 North 2nd Street in Coshocton or call them at 622-SOLD.
Mostly sunny today with highs in the mid-60s for tonight. Mostly cloudy, lows in the mid-40s, and tomorrow partly cloudy in the morning, then becoming partly sunny with highs in the mid-60s. Currently in Coshocton, it is 48 degrees.
Papa John's Pizza is now hiring drivers. Whether you're looking for part-time or full-time, they have positions available. Apply at harry.com. That's H-A-R-R-I.com. Papa John's Pizza is an equal opportunity employer.
It is 16 minutes after 10. Let's go ahead and take another phone call now. Hello, you're on the air.
Good morning, Mike. How
are
you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Had you heard that song before, the Doctor's Orders?
Oh, yeah. Carol Douglas.
Hey, you know a lot of the obscure stuff, too.
I got a few of them I want to run by.
Okay.
I came across one yesterday. I call it elevator music. It came out in 1956. By a man named Les Baxter, and the name of the song
Unchained is Melody.
The Poor People of Paris.
If you play
that thing, you will say to yourself, "I've heard that, and I've heard that in O'Neill's.
Uh-huh.
I've heard that here and there. I'd heard that song for years, you know, back in my childhood and teenage years, and never knew." Came across it yesterday on YouTube, so that's kind of neat.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think how the melody goes. I know the okay.
Yep,
that's the one.
I think wasn't that on a TV show too? Maybe as like an opening credits
for a
TV show. Maybe?
Yeah, that's triggering a memory. I think you're right. Instrumentals are tricky because they don't have any words, so you know the melody. The melody is in your head, but you don't have the lyrics. Oftentimes the title is in the lyrics, and that's how we figure out the names of songs. But instrumentals and classical music, sometimes we don't make that association. But,
exactly.
Poor People of Paris.
Your all-time favorite, it hit number one. She never had another hit. And the one you just love it to death.
Minnie Riperton?
I'm joking with you.
Is it Minnie Riperton?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And then here's another one I didn't know till years ago. You ever heard of the song Uneasy Rider?
That is, was that Charlie Daniels?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I heard that. It was like, I think, a top 15, but, I mean, it tells a story, pulls in this redneck bar down in the south, and he has a flat tire and, you know, old green teeth. I just reach over and kick him in the teeth and the shins, and you know, it's a funny, it's a spoken song, but it's funny.
He had that one hit and then disappeared for a while and then came roaring back with The Devil Went Down to Georgia and has been extremely popular ever since.
You remember this song? The name is Gold by John Stewart. 1979.
John Stewart was a member of the Kingston Trio, and he had this baritone voice, and that's a song about, well, it's about the music business. And one of the noteworthy things about that song is that Stevie Nicks sings the background vocals on it.
Oh, I didn't know that. That's cool.
I'll make it a point to play that one at 11 o'clock. You'll be able to pick out Stevie Nicks right away now that you know it.
Oh. Neat. My buddy Jim Bass, and he's working pumping gas, and he makes $2.54 an hour.
Yep.
He's got rhythm in his hands as he's tapping on the cans. Sings rock and roll in the shower. It's pretty neat.
John Stewart, I don't know the name of the other two guys, but he was a member of the Kingston Trio, a vocal group. They sang some pretty tight harmonies, were popular. I think the height of their popularity might have been the early 60s. Their signature song was Tom Dooley.
Yes.
Hang Down Your Head, Tom Dooley. That was John Stewart, one of the three of the Kingston Trio, and they had some other hits as well. And then he had that pop song, so nothing like the Kingston Trio, that song Gold. He had I forget the name of the album, but it was a pretty successful album. I think it was maybe a top 10 album, and there were a couple of other songs that came off of it as well.
Neat. Remember the song Thunder Island, 1977?
That is Jay Ferguson. That was one of his two big hits. Thunder Island, I do play that one on occasion. Shakedown Cruise was another one, and let's see, what group did he belong to? He was a member of a semi-popular group in the early 60s. Was it JoJo Gunn or something like that? But he had hit the top 40 with another band before he went solo. Thunder Island made the top 10. Shakedown Cruise, I think, made the top 20. Both of those are pretty good songs.
He was a musical director or consultant for not Hawaii 5-0, but I think it was Hawaii 5-0.
Jay Ferguson?
Big, yeah. In the credits, you know, when it goes off, I think it was I think that's the one it was. I thought, well, he's making some really good money now. Here's another one-hit wonder, 1963, If You Want to Be Happy for the Rest of Your Life.
I had that 45, or I should say my sisters had that 45. That is Jimmy Soul. Has a reggae beat to it, a decidedly politically incorrect song. It would not go over well with women's groups these days.
No.
But I always took it. It was meant to be funny. And the first few lines: If you want to be happy for the rest of your life, just don't make a pretty woman your wife. From my personal point of view, get an ugly girl to marry you.
Yep, exactly. Here's another one that wouldn't go over good with the women. Well, maybe it would. Remember the song I'm a Girl Watcher? One-hit wonder.
The Occasions, yeah.
Yes, 1968. And then here's the last one I'll leave you with. Playground in My Mind, 1973.
That is Clint Holmes, and
yes,
that was a one-hit wonder as well. Didn't quite make it to number one. It made it to 1972. There is a child, I think it's his own child, that's on that record with them, and it is I always thought that was a sweet song about lost innocence.
Yes. Okay, buddy, I just thought I'd throw a few of those out at you.
Okay, that's some good stuff. It is at 10:23. The phone lines are open, and boy, all sorts of choices of songs to play at 11 o'clock this morning. Maybe we'll play a couple of them. If you want to be happy for the rest of your life, just don't make a pretty woman your wife. And so if you can look at it through the lens of the times, if a I don't know. I was going to say if an artist came out with a song like that today, but we have songs that, in my opinion, that come out, particularly in the rap genre, that are far more disrespectful towards women than that. So I guess I'll just end my thoughts right there. Phone lines are dark, and I'm counting on you to light them up. 740-622-1560. Let's take our next phone call now. Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, I was listening to you talk about one-hit songs, and one of the songs that always comes to my mind is Lunatic Fringe.
Red Rider.
Right, 1981.
That is a great song, and they had my roommate in college had that album, and it was really a pretty good album. Tom Cochran.
And then he did Life as a Highway.
Yeah, he had a successful album as well, and Life as a Highway, which might even be a more popular song than Lunatic Fringe. That was the lead singer. That was from the guy from Red Rider.
Right. And I like both those songs. You know, every time that I hear Life is a Highway, I think of Lunatic Fringe,
mm-hmm.
because I knew that how it tied together.
I got enough songs to fill a Saturday morning program here this morning with all this one-hit wonder talk. But, Lunatic Fringe, when I lived in Columbus when I was in college, I used to listen to QFM 96, Pat and Wags, and they were album-oriented radio, and they played that one quite frequently.
Well, that's awesome. I mean, because that's one of them songs. I mean, when you hear it, the intro into it, I mean, you pick right up on it.
Yep.
You know what song's coming.
You bet.
Well, I just wanted to throw that one out there.
All right,
for you.
Glad you did. Thank you.
I hear it on Saturday morning.
Thanks for calling. The phone lines are open at Lunatic Fringe, and I've played that one. That falls within the realm of classic rock, the band Red Rider. And here's another obscure, let's see, Aldo Nova. Might not be a household name, Aldo Nova. He's a Canadian. I don't know how you'd even characterize his music. Kind of progressive rock, I guess. His big hit was Fantasy. So, all right. Well, this is what Friday morning's talk shows are all about. We can continue our music discussion, 740-622-1560, 1567, or 545-9284. And Red Rider, let's see, what were some of the more the albums? I've always had kind of a wide variety of things that I listen to, but I was a fan of Devo. Nobody took the band Devo. Well, I shouldn't say nobody. The band Devo often wasn't taken very seriously. Many people consider them a one-hit wonder with Whip It, but they are not. They released several successful albums, and some of them, if you listen to the words, had some pretty deep messages behind them. Whip It, not among them. And the Talking Heads, David Byrne and the Talking Heads, I like their weirdness, but they were fun as well. So what about you? Phone lines are open, 740-622-1560, 1567, or 545-9284. Thomas Dolby. There is another one. You say Thomas Dolby, those that even know who he is, I'm going to say, She Blinded Me with Science. And that was a big hit, but he put out some pretty good stuff, too. I had a couple of his albums. So give me a call. The phone lines are open between now and 11 o'clock. I'm going to take a quick break and get back to the phones right after this.
Call the Jeff Drennan Ford Sports Service at 623-9867. September is Hero Appreciation Month. All first responders will get additional $500 off their next vehicle. Doctors, nurses, EMTs, firefighters, deputies, active military, and veterans. Ask for me, Tiffany Johnson.
This National Farm Safety Week message is brought to you by the Coshocton Grain Company.
The American Lung Association says farmers account for more than 30% of adults disabled by respiratory illness. It's not from smoking, though. The majority of these farmers have contracted farmer's lung.
Hi, I'm Tom Stever with Brownfield. Farmer's lung is an allergic disease caused by inhaling mold spores in the dust from moldy hay, straw, or grain. A lot of farmers are forced to leave the occupation because of the physical limitations caused by the disease, but there are ways to prevent it. It's recommended to bale hay, cut silage, and harvest and store grain at the appropriate moisture levels. Also, areas should be well ventilated and dry before being used. Adequate ventilation will also cool down the crops. Using respiratory protection is also recommended when handling moldy or dusty materials. During National Farm Safety and Health Week and year-round, it's important to be aware of the dangers of the farm and to take precautions to prevent accidents. I'm Tom Stever, Brownfield Ag News.
Have you been thinking about an upgrade to your kitchen or bathroom? Well, you don't want to miss this sale. The Designer Stone Company in Port Washington is having a remnant sale the entire month of September. Bring your drawings along with measurements and choose your remnant for $25 a square foot. You can get the brand new look you've been waiting for. Follow the Designer Stone Company on Facebook for additional details.
Mostly sunny today with highs in the mid-60s. For tonight, mostly cloudy, lows in the mid-40s. And tomorrow, partly cloudy in the morning, then becoming partly sunny, highs in the mid-60s. Currently in Coshocton, it is 48 degrees. And actually, we just jumped up a bit. We're at 55 degrees now. Still a cool morning here, getting late into the morning. It is at 10:30. That's the distinctive intro that our caller was talking about. The band Red Rider. Tom Cochran and Red Rider, Lunatic Fringe. I'm going to play the whole thing, and it's probably a bad habit to get into, but you folks are coming up with some good stuff this morning. Phone lines are open if you do want to talk music, or if you do want to talk about something else, football. We got the fair that's coming up next week. Not too far away at all, so give me a call. Let's take our next phone call now. Hi, you're in the air.
Well, speaking of the fair, what's the weather forecast going to be?
Well, for the fair?
Yes.
Well, let's see here. Thursday, it only goes up to next Thursday, but it says mostly sunny with highs in the lower 60s next Thursday. So that'd be a good start.
That's a very good start. If it would just stay like this through the whole fair, I don't think any of us would have any great complaints.
Yeah, we've had the fair comes at just that right time of the year that we could get anything. We've had everything. We've had temperatures in the 90s, and we have had snow, and we've had storms,
yes, we
and
have.
We've had bright sunshine, and we've had beautiful days. We've had 3 days of rain and mud. You just don't know what you're going to get. So our forecast only goes up to next Thursday, and beyond that, it gets hard to predict anyway. So, but at least at this point, it looks like a good start to the fair.
Well, if you've got your magic crystal ball out there someplace, please ask them for us to have great weather for the fair.
I'll see what I can do.
Are you ready?
Well, for the fair? How ready as I'm going to be.
Yes.
Ready as I'm going to be, and I know we'll have a chat as we do each year, not long after the fair starts. So,
well, yes, but you were talking about cool weather and fair and songs. I thought, oh, I just need to call in and tease him a little bit. Maybe he can talk to the higher ups and see what they could do to have some really good cool fair weather. And
I will see what I can do. And yeah, you mentioned that, and I've told this story many, many times, but when my my girls. My girls are adults right now. They both have they have kids of their own. But when they were little, it was a Sunday morning. We were on our way to church, and it was just a dreary, dismal Sunday morning. And one of them, and I don't even remember which, looked to me and said, "Make it sunny, Daddy." I'm like, and it took me a minute to process that comment, but she, you know, I'm the radio guy, right? I read what the weather's going to be on the radio every day. And in her 4-year-old mind, that meant I was making the decisions as what the weather to what the weather was. So, folks, that's how your kids look at you. That's what your kids think of you.
Very true. They think if you can make it happen, you will. Mm-hmm. And they put their trust in you completely. And then trying to explain that we don't have any control. It's good old Mother Nature has the control over this.
That's right. But at least at that young, tender age, they thought I was the one that made those decisions. Now, when they became teenagers, that changed. But, that's the way that mom and dad, that's the way you look through your kids' eyes. So that's quite a blessing and a responsibility.
Well, the flip back to your songs and songs that maybe we don't hear quite as often, or your one-hit wonders. The first person I thought of was Tiny Tim and Weird Al Yankovic. Why those two come to mind, I don't know. But, you know, they had a couple hits, and then you never heard anything from them after that. But those bring back some childhood memories of when they were quite popular. And I'm a Star Trek fan. I love the old Star Trek series, and I think it's just about all of the original cast members are gone now, aren't they?
Nichelle Nichols, Lieutenant Uhura, passed away. It's been about a month or so ago, and she was preceded in death by, I think the first of the main cast members to pass away was DeForest Kelly, and it's been a while. I forget exactly when, and he would have been the oldest. And then James Doohan, Mr. Scott died a few years back, 3-4 years now. I have a hard time with time and years these days. Leonard Nimoy passed, Mr. Spock, but
yes.
Captain Kirk, William Shatner's still going strong. He is still with us. He is still going around making appearances, and you know, he went up into space with SpaceX a few months ago. We have George Takei, Mr. Sulu, and he is still among us, and he is very popular. He's got a popular, I don't know if it's a Facebook page or something. He's he's got a following on online. Walter Koenig, Mr. Chekhov, is still with us as well, and he would have had to have been the youngest of the bunch, because he was just looked like a teenager when he was on the show. So, you know, I think he was in his early 20s. He's still with us. So those three are the main core cast members, but Lieutenant Uhura and Mr. Spock, Mr. Scott, and Dr. McCoy, they're all gone.
That's what I was thinking. There was just three or four that was left from the original cast show. But it brings back a lot of fond memories, and you never get tired of watching the reruns, just like some other type shows. And I think I just seen where MASH just had their 50th anniversary.
MASH? Oh gosh. Okay.
Yes. Yes. So and that brought back some wonderful memories and thoughts, and of a show that was based on wartime, but how long they kept that show running. And
The show lasted far longer than the Korean War itself.
Yes, yes. Yes, it did. But when you look at it on the TV aspect, you don't think of the show lasting far longer than the war, because we know the war didn't last that long.
Yeah.
But they just kept the dialogue just kept going and going with it. And in a sense, it was a very good thing, because it gave us a lot of laughs and a lot of tearful moments. But just one of those nice shows that brings back good memories. And
one of the most popular, one of the all-time most popular shows with an unusual backdrop, an unusual situation, setting. But it worked.
Yes, it was. Yes, it was. So anyway, that was my big thing for the day, was just try to have some good weather for the fair, if you're able to do that.
I'll pull in some favors. All right. Thank you for calling. It is 10:39. Phone lines are open till 11 o'clock. And Tiny Tim, she mentioned Tiny Tim was kind of a flash in the pan, but he had his one big hit, Tiptoe Through the Tulips with Me, sang in the falsetto. His real name was Herbert Boutros Curry, and he was born in Manhattan, and was it on the Johnny Carson show or the Tonight Show, one of the late night shows, that he married Miss Vicky. What show was that? You have to help me out with that. Let's see if this Wikipedia article refers to, I don't know. He married Miss Vicky, and he had his moment in the sun for a couple of years, but he had a long career. In fact, it's worth a mention that Coshocton's own Dan Mitchell, rest his soul, worked with Tiny Tim for a while. In fact, Dan just called him Tiny. It is 10:40. We have open phone lines until 11 o'clock, talking about the fair, talking about movies and music and popular TV shows and the fair and the weather. That's what Fridays are for. We'll take a quick break and get back to the phones right after these words.
Hi, Bob here from Plus One Pizza, asking, when was the last time you had a really great pizza? Our new pizza is better than ever. Order one tonight online or call 622-9300. At Plus One Pizza, you'll love it, we guarantee it, or your money back. It's that good.
Choose the proven performance of the Roundup Ready Extend crop system, featuring high-yielding Extend Flex soybeans and the exceptional weed control of Extend-to-Max herbicide with Vapor Grip technology. Elite genetics, triple herbicide tolerance, flexibility that delivers results, backed by 25 years of innovation. That's the Roundup Ready Extend crop system, the system of choice. Extend-to-Max is a restricted-use pesticide. Always follow stewardship practices, all pesticide label directions, and check with your state pesticide regulatory agency for specific restrictions in your state.
In Fort Branch, Indiana, farmer and dealer DJ Graper knows that no two farms are alike, so he takes a personalized approach to helping his customers maximize their ROI. At Stewart Seeds, our dealers like DJ are here to help build on what works for you, providing locally tested products with consistent performance to support your unique goals. Get started today at stewartseeds.com/myfarm. Always read and follow IRM where applicable, grain marketing and all other stewardship practices and pesticide label directions.
Are you in the market for some new floor covering? Well, Fisher Decorating Center has just what you need with prices you can afford. Hi, it's Kenzie again. And no, my dad has not changed the name to Kenzie's Carpets yet. But he has got some great deals on carpet, vinyl, and laminate flooring. Not to mention his huge selection of remnants that are always priced to move. So stop in today. That's Fisher Decorating Center, helping you make your house a home since 1946.
Mostly sunny today with highs in the mid-60s. For tonight, mostly cloudy, lows in the mid-40s. And tomorrow, partly cloudy in the morning, then becoming a partly sunny, highs in the mid-60s. We're up to 56 degrees in Coshocton, starting to warm up a bit. We have open phone lines until 11, and we have some callers waiting. So let's get back to the phones. Hello, you're on the air.
Good morning. I was confused yesterday. I thought it was Friday.
So okay. Well, today is Friday, and I was kind of hoping you'd get into the act here today, because this discussion's right up your alley.
Well, it's the discussion between one-hit wonders and music and Star Trek and some. So we can combine all that and talk about William Shatner, his song, his rendition of Rocket Man. and the video is cringy and wonderful. And have you seen it?
I have. I have.
Yeah, where he's it's kind of like a 19. It's, I think it's a 1970s, like a Sonny and Cher, a variety show kind of thing.
Yeah, he speak sings it.
Right, and he's smoking a cigarette as he does it. And he'll take these long dramatic pauses and, you know, blow the smoke and be, you know, like Shakespearean almost with Rocket Man.
So what was it from one of those variety shows, though? Because you can't really tell, which is often the case with William Shatner, if he's trying to be serious or if he's trying to be funny.
Right. Well, if the particular one that I was looking at, and it just seems to me that like he was on this peninsula of a stage, you know, on three sides surrounded by the audience. And, you know, they were all like hanging on his words, you know, like this is the greatest interpretation of art I've ever seen, you know. And his demeanor and the way he's holding himself, he's like kind of leaning over on his knee and has the cigarette and kind of looking up in the air and doing the really dramatic, you know, words of Rocket Man. And, it's just wonderful and cringy and all of that.
Well, and Leonard Nimoy, Mr. Spock, had a brief musical career as well. And he was trying to be serious. Let's see, how do I describe it? He can carry a tune, but hearing Mr. Spock singing Both Sides Now is hard to listen to.
It's it's illogical, Mike, that he should sing that or sing anything, actually. So yeah, I'm gonna have to go when I get to the computer now, and it's almost hard to watch that video.
It's been a while, but I have seen it. Now I want to see it again.
Right on. I do too. And well done. I always enjoy your last song of your shift, how it plays into mostly what the topic was. And yesterday, of course, Zager and Evans, and since we were talking about time travel, and
yeah,
that's pretty cool.
Got a lot of choices today, though, so I think I'm probably going to go with John Stewart. Well, thank you for your call. We have open phone lines up until 11 o'clock this morning, and let me just give you a little sample here of Leonard Nimoy singing Both Sides Now. And let's see, is that the right button? Yeah, I got to push a couple of buttons here. I'm getting this off of YouTube. Here we go.
Swirls and curls of angel hair and ice cream castles in the air and feathered canyons everywhere. I've looked at clouds that way, but now they only block the sun. There's rain and snow on everyone. So many things I would have done, but clouds got in my way.
I love you, Leonard. Rest your soul. You're my favorite character on my favorite all-time TV show. But your musical career just does not fit into that image. Stoic Mr. Spock. Okay, it's 10:47, and let's take another caller here. It's been waiting for a little while before we get to a break. Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Hey, not bad. Hey, I called you the other day. We were talking about mallard ducks.
Yes.
Out on the lake. I did some checking on that.
And?
They say that the mallard population, is down 50% the last 20 years. So there's something happening to them.
Oh, okay.
I didn't go into it real heavily. I just read the thing.
Yeah.
Hey, I got some great one-hit wonders for you, though.
Okay, let's hear them.
Iron Butterfly in the Gotta Da Vida.
In a Gotta Da Vida, there was a whole album side that came out 17 minutes, and then there's a shorter version that's under 3 minutes. Many credit them as being the first heavy metal band.
Yeah, I always thought it was Cream, but they released that's the only top 40 hit they had.
Yeah.
This one's going to surprise you. He only charted one time. And he's a one-hit wonder, though, but his albums charted. But he only had one single, and that was Along the Water Power, Hendrix.
Oh, yeah,
One top 40 hit. Then you had Terry Jack with Seasons in the Sun. That was the number one record.
Yeah.
Do you remember J. Frank Wilson, Last Kiss?
J. Frank, you know, Wilson, the Cavaliers, is it? Yeah,
and the Cavaliers,
Last Kiss, there was a trend in there were several songs that came out during a 2 or 3 year period there, 61, 62, around
Mark
there.
Mark Denning.
Teen Angel, and then there was Leader of the Pack, the Everly Brothers had, Ebony Eyes.
And these were
stories of a teenage couple that were in love, and then one of them dies, and then sometimes horribly, and then they sometimes they were reunited in the afterlife, sometimes not.
Here's another one for you. Question mark, and it was Therians.
Oh, I love that one. 96 Tears. That is such a great song. It has such a...
That is a great record to even listen to today.
It is.
It's still there. It's still modern with the organ and all that. It was sort of a weird one, though.
It was a weird one. One of a kind. It hit number one, question mark in the materials. Yeah. And that song has, if you really listen to the words, it has kind of a mean spirit behind it, and I love it.
Yes, it does. It has a lasting thing to it. It's actually still a great record to listen to. I don't think it's lost anything, and it's been, 40 years now? Well, maybe even 50s or 70s.
I think that would have been 1966, give or take a year. Yeah,
50s maybe. It's been so long that I can't remember anymore. But I know it's the 60s or the 70s, late 60s, early 70s. Well, it might have been, anyway, somewhere in that period.
Yeah.
And let's see if I can think, there's plenty of them. I'm not sure about Kraftwerk. They had a big record. I know they've had some albums, but Autobahn is the only album
Kraftwerk
I've ever. Yeah.
Yeah, they were really popular in Europe, and they have a very European robotic sound to it. Probably their biggest hit in the United States was Trans-Europe Express. Remember that one?
No, I remember Autobahn.
Okay. Trans-Europe Express sounds a lot like Autobahn. In fact, all of Kraftwerk's music sounds about the same.
Yeah, I got one more for you. Let me see what I was thinking. I forgot. Anyway. Okay, Mike.
All right. Well, thank you for calling today. Thanks for getting into the Friday spirit. That's some good stuff. It is at 10:52. We do have some other callers awaiting. Kind of need to make sure that we stay on schedule. We'll be back right after these words.
Hi, Bob here from Plus One Pizza asking, when was the last time you had a really great pizza? Our new pizza is better than ever. Order one tonight online or call 622-9300. At Plus One Pizza, you'll love it, we guarantee it, or your money back. It's that good.
There are a lot of steps between conceiving, carrying, and cradling your baby. No matter what stage of motherhood you're in, our team at Cleveland Clinic Union Hospital will be there every step of the way. From managing high-risk pregnancies to delivery planning, we provide specialized care for you and your little one. For every care in the world. To learn more or schedule your care, visit unionhospital.org/motherhood.
There's always time for the drive-thru deal. Because no matter how fast you are at making breakfast, McDonald's is faster.
Pumpkin Spice is back for a limited time only. Now you can get any size iced coffee for just $2. Try flavors like French vanilla, sugar-free French vanilla, caramel, and pumpkin spice for a limited time. Only $2.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Fall is here, and there's a lot to do and see at Shoemaker Farms. Shoemaker Farms has all your fall decorating accessories like pumpkins, gourds, mums, corn stalks, straw bales, apples, squash, and of course, homemade cookies. They also have tomatoes, zucchini, cucumbers, produce, and did I mention homemade cookies?
Located between Coshocton and West Lafayette on County Road 16, Shoemaker Farms is open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. until 6, and Sunday from 10 until 4. Stay tuned for hayrides to the pumpkin patch every Saturday and Sunday in October.
Get the local weather forecast by calling the Jeff Drennan Ford Weather Service 24 hours a day at 622-0194. We are looking to add to our detail department. 40-hour plus work week, competitive pay, and benefits. Stop down today and fill out an application. 801 South 2nd Street in Coshocton.
Hi, this is Mark Lacey with Old Town Realty. Since January 1 of this year, I have sold or placed under contract with qualified buyers over 1,550 acres. Of these transactions, all but one have been with cash buyers. Most of the properties were only on the market for 3 weeks or less. My point is, now is the time to market your property with me. You can reach me at 740-502-3074. And remember, if you think land, Mark Lacey's your man.
Mostly sunny today with highs in the mid-60s. Tonight, mostly cloudy, lows in the mid-40s. And tomorrow, partly cloudy in the morning, then becoming partly sunny, highs in the mid-60s. We are up to 58 in Coshocton. That is Kraftwerk, Trans-Europe Express, a German band, and they sound every bit of German, don't they? Really not too much more to that song than what you heard. Okay, 5 minutes till the top of the hour. We've got two callers waiting, so we'll see if we can squeeze them both in. Hi, you're on the air. Hello, are you there?
Hello?
You're on the air?
Yeah, Mike?
Uh-huh.
Are you there?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yep.
Okay. I can remember when I was in elementary school, on Fridays, if we were good all week, we got to go to the gymnasium and watch a movie. And the movie I can remember was a Star Trek movie, which actually got me watching into Star Trek. It was called Trouble with Trebles, if I'm correct.
Yeah, that was an episode of the original Star Trek, one of the most popular episodes. It leaned more on the comedy side than drama, but that's definitely a memorable episode with the little fuzzy tribbles.
Yeah, they were everywhere.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's what got me watching Star Trek as I was growing up, so...
Yeah, that was a good one.
That's
one of their most popular episodes. Well, thank you for calling. I want to see if we can get one more call in this morning. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello, Mike. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Hey, you caught my attention when you talked about Devo.
Devo. Okay, great.
I like Devo. And there's something you said that I'm going to disagree about Whip It. Not having, like, you know, a message or something to
okay.
it. I don't remember what you said exactly.
Well, it's one that it probably does have a message that I just never picked up on it. What's it all about?
Have you ever heard of the movie with Kate Hudson called Raising Helen?
I don't think so.
Kate Hudson's sister is dying and leaves her children to the irresponsible sister because she wanted the children to be raised by the principals in Whip It. If a problem comes along, you can whip it.
Huh, okay.
That's she left a copy of those lyrics to one of the sisters, and she bought the kids Devo hats and that was like their theme song. If a problem comes along, you can whip it.
I suppose that is a pretty good message.
Yeah. It's called Raising Helen with Kate Hudson and Joan Cusack. And it's a good movie.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you for sharing, and thank you for calling today.
Thank you. Have a good day,
you
Mike.
You too. It is 10:58, and, well, we got to know the purest spirit of Friday today, and when we come back on Monday, we can get back to tackling the world's problems and making the world a better place and complaining about everything that's wrong with the world. But today, we talked about music, and that was always a lot of fun, especially as one-hit wonders and some of the obscure songs that many of us have forgotten about that our callers have brought up. So thank you all for calling, and thank you all for listening. Let's take a look at our weather forecast.
I'm picking up good vibrations.
Hey there, this is Chris from The Glass House. The Glass House is the area's go-to stop for all your tattoo supplies, horror collectibles, and tobacco products. We have the largest selection of Delta 8, CBD, vaporizers, and glass pipes. So stop by The Glass House at 523 Main Street. We're open Monday through Thursday, 10 to 8, Friday and Saturday, 10 to 9, and Sunday, 11 to 7.
Mostly sunny today with high temperatures in the mid-60s. For tonight, mostly cloudy with lows in the mid-40s. And for tomorrow, partly cloudy in the morning, then becoming partly sunny, highs in the mid-60s. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy with isolated showers in the evening and scattered showers after midnight, lows in the lower 50s. Chance of rain is 30%. And Sunday, mostly cloudy with showers in the morning, scattered showers in the morning, and showers and scattered thunderstorms in the afternoon, highs in the upper 60s on Sunday. Chance of rain, 90%. So a little bit cool, and then Sunday, going to be rainy. Currently in Coshocton, it is 58 degrees. This is WTNS-FM, Coshocton, Ohio.
Listen to the WTNS communication lines Monday through Friday from 9 to 11 a.m. on WTNS-FM 99.3 or online at mywtnsradio.com.